Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You've now heard this gospel lesson twice this year, and you've heard it every year for many years at Thanksgiving. It gets a bit difficult to say something that you haven't already heard about this text. It may begin to taste a little bit like that regular old manna. Sure, it feeds the belly, but it's so bland, and we're tired of this food. But the Word of God is not so bland, not so shallow, that it can't be mined more deeply every time we look at it and hear it. So let us turn to this text again, with eyes and ears attentive to what God says. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Jesus has already set his face toward Jerusalem, knowing that he goes there to his death. But on the way to Jerusalem, for reasons that this text does not tell us, he travels between Samaria and Galilee. He straddles the fence, so to speak, between the Jews and the half-breeds, between the clean and the unclean. And as he has traveled here before, the 10 lepers are very happy to hear and see him coming again. They, like he, travel on the lonely roads between the clean and the unclean. And like him, they are not accepted by either. They stand at a distance and raise their voice and call to Jesus, using a term only the disciples use of Jesus, Master. And that term is followed by a word only those who despair of themselves use, Eleison, have mercy. Master, have mercy. The Greek text here is remarkable. The word for master means one who stands near or in front of. So as the lepers stand at a distance, they ask for Jesus to stand near to them and to have mercy on them. And you know Jesus. He never turns away from one who cries to him for mercy. He never shies away from one who is dirty or sick and wants to be made clean and whole. They have nothing to offer him. They have nothing to offer anyone. But Jesus isn't seeking payment or a favor. What could the one who has everything possibly need from one of these men, or from any other man for that matter? But these men are precisely why Jesus came to this region, why he travels the lonely road between Samaria and Galilee, why he travels to Jerusalem and to his death. As Jesus stands near and looks on these lowly men, he has compassion and says, "Go, show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, repented. He turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, eucharistoning him, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. He praised God by worshiping Jesus. Even the already well-trained disciples don't understand that truth so well. The man falls on his face and gives thanks, not because he was trying to pay Jesus back, but because he recognizes God in the presence of Jesus Christ, in the person of Jesus Christ, because he knows he has nothing to offer and deserved nothing from him, but has received everything. He was dirty and was made clean. He was empty and he was made full. It's as if he was dead and he had been made alive. The Samaritan recognized that the priest he was headed to see had no real authority. They didn't matter. They weren't the ones who made him clean. They were the ones that made sure he stayed away. They didn't welcome him or give him back his life. God did. Jesus did. The 9 non-foreigners, the 9 full-blooded Israelites who were unclean, didn't repent. They didn't return to Jesus to give God thanks. But the foreigner did. To him Jesus says, "Rise and go your way, your faith has saved you." Yes, the English text in front of you says, "Your faith has made you well." And yes, the man was made well. But the Greek text clearly says, "Your faith has saved you." Body and soul saved, redeemed, made clean, made whole and holy. Alive. New. Your skin may not be festering and falling off because of some disease, but you are not clean. You may not think yourself a beggar who needs a merciful God, but you are, and you do. You may not think that you are in the midst of death and need someone to save you, but that is exactly your condition and need. You need a master. One who will come near to you and stand in front of you and look upon your condition and your sickness and be merciful to you and make you well. Jesus doesn't always promise to bring healing to your body in this life. He doesn't always fix your many problems that cause you much pain and suffering. But he has come near and stood in front of you and diagnosed your condition and been merciful to you, and he gives you his grace to live. He has dealt with the root cause of all of your problems. He took your sin and sickness into his own flesh, and he traded his life for yours. Jesus is the sacrifice for your sin. He is the offering paid to God that God receives. He has saved you, body and soul. And with the eyes of faith, we see what he has done for us, and we rejoice and give thanks for all of his benefits to us. Our humble thanksgiving becomes most clear when we Eucharistone God. When we give thanks to God by worshiping Jesus Christ, by submitting to and being faithful to his word, by baptizing in his name, by teaching all things he has commanded, and for those who are instructed in the Christian faith and who have confessed their sinful condition and want and trust in God's mercy, by coming to this rail and eating and drinking Jesus' true body and blood for forgiveness and life. Being thankful is not just recognizing that God is the giver of all gifts, but also using the gifts he gives. God does not come to you seeking what you have in order to take it away from you. He comes to you bearing gifts, wanting to give you what is his. You are dirty and he desires to wash you clean. You are empty and he wishes to fill you up with good things. You are broken and he yearns to heal you. You are lost and he picks you up and carries you to safety. Really, you are dead. And he comes and makes you alive. You have nothing to offer him, but he gives you everything. Sinners matter to God. The unclean and the lowly matter to God. You matter to him. You have been washed clean and made God's own dear child in holy baptism. This night you have confessed your sins and been absolved by your Lord himself. You have heard God's wonderful word by which man lives. And now for those who are prepared and who cry out to God for mercy, your Lord comes and feeds you with himself for forgiveness, life, and salvation. Fellow sinners, rejoice in your gracious and merciful Lord and Master. Your sins are forgiven. And as Jesus said to the foreigner who returned to give thanks to God, so he says to you, rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you. The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.